We're all dancing around us. False things in the world turned out to be true. When she put her arms round me and kissed me and murmured, "You've neatly and tenderly tied up my shoe." And what's it to any man, whether or no, if I ventured quite gamely to see the thing through? When she lifted her petticoat, silent and slow, and I tied up me sleeve, or to buckle her shoe.
You are listening to Chris Earl and the St. Patrick's Day Show of 2021 on Time Travel with Chris Earl on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio.
Savior of the human race, she invented medicinal compounds, most efficacious in every case.
Now here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it drove her to the bad.
Well, Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink.
Medicinal compound, now they break glasses over his head.
She on the hammer had a terrible stammer. He could hardly say a word. And so they gave him medicinal compounds, and now he's seen but never heard.
The shortest man in town rubbed his body with medicinal compound.
Now he weighs only half a pound.
Lily died and went up to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound.
Hark the herald angels sing, we'll drink a drink a drink a lily the pink the pink the pink the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, was efficacious in every case. We'll drink a drink a drink a lily the pink the pink the pink the savior of the human race.
WMFO Medford.
So we are here with you until 7 p.m. We have Lorraine and John and Terrence in the house. Jeffrey called in from Limerick. We have all kinds of people listening from Limerick. Anybody else pop on you guys want to say hello to at all?
Noelle Nolan is listening. I know she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello. And now, where is she now?
She's in the back of beyond in Ireland.
The back of beyond?
Yeah, she's in Kerry.
Yeah.
She's living in a forest, and she's married to a farmer.
Really?
She's in the back of beyond.
That's what it's called,
The back of beyond.
Which means like the woods?
Oh, yeah.
So is that my parents then live in the back of the beyond?
Yes.
Nice.
So they're up in New Hampshire, the White Mountains, very beginning of the White Mountains. So that would be considered the back of the beyond. Dude, I'm going to start using that phrase.
I like that one.
It's poetic.
Yeah, I want to retire to the back of the beyond.
The back of beyond.
You know, she's
you would love to retire to the back of the beyond. You loved it up there.
Sometimes when I've been with my girlfriend in the past, I consider that the back of the beyond.
Good one.
So how about some other weird things you see in here in America? So you
around
came
the corner.
Around the
corner pisses me off big time.
Oh, it's right around. That's okay. You can say that. So around the corner. It's the phrase around the corner, or
it's a distance. Mm-hmm. In Ireland, around the corner is the next step.
Is there?
So it's like right around. So it's like from here to the hallway. Yeah. But around the corner here is like a 1 hour drive.
It's a couple of blocks.
Yeah.
It's 2 blocks. So 2 blocks is. Mm-hmm. You know,
someone says we're going
to
a pub around the corner.
Right.
You know, we could have three fags smoked by the time we get around the corner.
It's like, yeah. It's like, should I go number two before we leave? Because it's like, you're not going to be able to hold on to it.
Yeah.
I asked for a bathroom the other day. How long was it? Did I get it?
Yes, that's the
hour.
Oh, you got to let her go. If she's got to go, she's got to go.
See, this time exaggeration thing is a dimension.
Did you drop her off in the back of the beyond?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the little land of Ireland, presenting those rowdy, rollicking Irish Rovers.
In the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the cold Quay of Cork. Down below, when the hold was a cargo of bricks, were the grand city hall.
My name is Jeff Ferguson, and you're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earl on 91.5 WMFO.
It was on the road to Dublin that I met a pretty girl. She looked so good that it was quite disarming. So I had to stop and ask her if she wanted to come home, or if she had to stay out till the morning. And she said, right, alright, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. But she took to me quite lovingly, and she had lots to say, and I never felt the cold as it was growing. And she turned around and said to me, I think I've lost me way. Then suddenly I knew me heart was glowing. And she said, right, alright, sure, we'll get along tonight, and we'll think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. But we came upon a crossroads, and she asked me to get down, and I danced a merry jig among the hawthorn. I never felt her hand as she removed me wallet brown, so we danced some reels and jigs until the dawning.
It's all right, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. And now that my story has come to an end, she upped and she left me without warning. So here I am today without a penny to me name, and I wished I'd never met her in the morning. And she said, right, all right, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. And she said, right, all right, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning. And she said, right, all right, sure, we get along tonight, and we think about each other in the morning. Is there a way? No way I can take you in today, so you'll have to think about me when you're yawning.
The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. Unlike the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. Oh, Roger the plowboy, he is a dashing blade. He goes whistling and singing to yonder green glade. He met with pretty Susan, she's handsome, I declare. She's far more enticing than the birds all in the air. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. Unlike the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. One evening coming home from the lakes of the town, the meadows being all mowed and the grass had been cut down. Oh, voice should chance to tumble all in the new mown hay. Oh, it's kiss me now or never, love this bonny lass, it say. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. Unlike the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. And she goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. When 20 long weeks they were over and repast, her mother asked the reason why she thickened round the waist. It was the handsome plowboy, the young girl she did say, for he caused me for to tumble all in the new mown hay. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. Unlike the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. Is a help to young plowboys wherever they may be, that likes to have a bunny lass a-sitting on each knee. With a jug of good strong porter, you'll whistle and you'll sing, for a plowboy is as happy as a prince or a king. The lark in the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her breast. Unlike the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings.
Them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around. How how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
We'll be right back. a funny temper, I was losing poor old Erin child. They began abusing her, rabbi south and I shillelagh island line. Galway boys were by, they saw I was a hobbling with the lout array. They joined in the affray, we quickly cleared the way for the rocky road in Dublin.
1, 2, 3, 4 mile, and the Erin turned down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin went for lonely ride.
There's the Chieftains again with the Rolling Stones in there. It's surprising not to hear Mick in the background with that distinctive voice, but you get to hear Keith Richards' distinctive guitar there from Long Black Veil. That's the Rocky Road to Dublin. Before that was Thin Lizzy. Yes, they're Irish with The Boys Are Back in Town. Patty Riley with The Lark in the Morning. The Fair Isle Folk again, not with the Gay Rooster, but with Right All Right. We had an intro from my buddy Jeff Ferguson. Before that, we had the Irish Rovers with the Irish Rover. And starting off the hour, Lily the Pink from the Irish Rovers. Okay, we got a few more minutes left. Let's keep on going. St. Patrick's Day 2021 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle.
Well, it's all for me, grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin with the ladies drinking gin. Or across the Western Ocean I was wandering.
I'm sick in the head, cause I haven't been to bed since first I came ashore with me blunder. I've seen centipedes and snakes, now me head is full of aches. So I think I'll take a pack for way out yonder.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin with the ladies drinking gin. Or across the Western Ocean I was wandering.
Now where are me boots, me fingers were letting in, and me feet were looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grub, me jolly jolly grub, all for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin with a lady's drinking gin, for across the western ocean I must wander.
Where is me short, me noggin noggin short? It's all so for beer and tobacco. But the sleeves they got worn out, and the collar turned inside out, and the tail it's looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grub, me jolly jolly grub, all for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin with a lady's drinking gin, for across the western ocean I must wander.
Where is me wife, me noggin naggin wife? She's all sold for beer and tobacco. For her front it got worn out, and her arse was kicked about, and I hope she's looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grub, me jolly jolly grub, all for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin with a lady's drinking gin, for across the western ocean I was wander.
Now where is me bed, me noggin noggin bed? It's all sold for beer and tobacco. For the sheets they got all worn, and the mattress got all torn, and the springs are looking out for better weather.
And it's all for me grub, me jolly jolly grub, all for me beer and tobacco. I spent all me tin with the ladies drinking gin, for across the western ocean I was wander. And it's all for me grub, me jolly jolly grub,
I am a young fellow that's easy and bold. In Castletown Connors I'm very well known. In Newcastle West I spent many an old with Kitty and Judy and Mary. Me father rebuked me for being such a rake, for spending me time in such frolicsome ways. But I ne'er can forget the good nature of Jane, of his father me soothed more at all shame. If I chance for to go to the town of Rathkeel, all the girls all around me do flock on the square, and some give me bottles and others sweet cake to treat me unknown to their parents. There's one from Maskeaton and one from the Pike, another from Mardon, me heart is beguiled, and being from the mountains, her stockings are white, of his father me suit nor at all shame. To quarrel for riches I ne'er was inclined, for the greatest of misers must leave them behind. I'll buy me a cow that will never run dry, and I'll milk her by twisting her horns. John Damer of Sholal had plenty of gold, Lord Devonshire's treasures was 20 times more, but they laid up their backs among nettles and stones, of his father me sued not at all shame. There's some say I'm foolish and more say I'm wise, to be fond of the women I think it's no crime. The son of King David had 10,000 wives, and his wisdom was highly regarded. I'll till a good garden and live at me ease, each woman and child can partake of the same. If there's war in the camp, sure themselves they can blame, of his father me sued more at all shame. A
And now for the future I mean to be wise, and I'll send for the women who acted so kind. I'll marry them all in the morn by and by, if the clergy agrees to the bargain. And when I'm on me back and me soul is at peace, the women will crowd for to cry at me wake, and their sons and their daughters will offer a prayer to the Lord for the soul of their father. Whitney hiding, de hiding, de hiding, de hay, skithery idlum, fall the doodlum, oh, white fall the day. Diddly idum, de dadum, de didledum day, of a smog, me sued maratoshe.
Walking is good exercise, although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout. Walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all an inattentive and workout, impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
love. I tell you about now, baby. You know, she comes around just about 5 feet four from her head to the ground. You know, she comes around here just about midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. And her name is G. L. Whoa. R. I. G. L. Y.
Gloria.
G. L. Y.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it all night.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it every day.
Gloria.
Comes around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good, love. I wanna say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch you come to my house. She knock upon my door. And then she come to my room. Let's make her feel alright.
Born and raised in Boston, a place you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents, and raised most tenderly, till I became a sporting lad at the age of 23. My character was taken and I was sent to jail. My friends, they came and tried in vain to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty, the clerk, he wrote it down. The judge, he passed the sentence. I was bound for Charlestown. They placed me on an eastbound train one cold December day. And every station we passed through, you could hear the people say, "There goes the Boston burglar, in cold chains he's bound. For one crime or another, he is bound for Charlestown." All you who have your freedom, take a warning if you can. And don't go round the streets at night, breaking laws of God and man. For if you do, you'll surely rue and find yourself like me, serving up
full 20 years in the penitentiary.
I had a first cousin called Arthur McBride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a-seeking good fortune and what might betide. 'Twas just as the daylight was dawning, and after resting we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp, besides the wee drummer who beat up our camp with his rowdy do-do in the morning. He said, "Me young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea you quickly will have in your fist, besides a crown for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. Had we been such fools as to take the advance, the wee bit of morn we had to run chance, for you think it no scruple to send us to France, where we would be killed in the morning." He said, "Me young fellows, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword, and into your bodies the strength will afford. So now, my gay devils, take warning." But Arthur and I, we took in the odds, we gave them no chance for to launch out their swords. Our whacking shillelaghs came over their heads, and we paid them right smart in the morning. As for the wee drummer, we rifled his pouch, and we made a football of his rowdy do-do, and into the ocean to rock and to row, and bad him a tedious returning. As for the old rapier that hung by his side, we flung it as far as we could in the tide. "To the divil I pitch you," says Arthur McBride, "to temper your steel in the morning."
From Tullawadgee, I got money and acres of land. I'm looking for a honey with a bit of money. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I like the Cayley, the stackle barley. I like the waltzes, the old jigs and the wheels. I like the swinging, Big Thomas singing. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I'm off to Liston Varna at the end of the year. I'm off for the bit of crack, the women and the beer. I'm off for shifty for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. He's in the Gardie. I've got an uncle way up there in the Dáil. He's quite a charmer, he's a mighty farmer. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. Now to conclude and finish my story, if there's a young one out looking for a man, take a bus from Varna down to Liston Varna. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I'm off to Liston Varna at the end of the year. I'm off for the bit of crack, the women and the beer. I'm off for shifty for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I'm off for shifty for a man of 50. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sure I'm your man.
There's Lucky!
Get us Lucky Charms!
They're magically delicious!
Always a
to be Lucky Charms, the frosted oat cereal with sweet surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers, and blue diamonds. Part of a complete breakfast. Oh, they're coming. I'll make a rocket and fly away.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
He who breaks the law goes back to the house of pain.
He who breaks the law goes back to the house of pain.
He won't come just when you want it.
You see, I'm Irish, but I'm not a leprechaun. You wanna fight, then step up and we'll get it on. You get a right to the grill. I'm white and I'm ill, a descendant of Dublin with Titanic skill. I ducked and I swing, next thing your jaw's broken. Punk, I ain't joking, you can bet you be choking on a fistful of nothing. Meanwhile, I'll be puffing on a fat blunt. What punk, you don't know the half. Trying to talk, man, please don't make me laugh. These Irish eyes are smiling, I'm upwiling. The house of pain is pumping, start jumping. Freak it, funk it, backseat chunk it. If you can't get with it, you end up sweating it. Then you get a beating just like an egg. It's so hard to run when you got a broken leg. But we can never run off, the house of pain will come off. We got the cake that you're trying to get a crumb off. The Irish styling, the Celtic jazz. No one has it, just us, that's it. If you try to take it, I got a big shillelagh. I don't have dreads cause I shave my head daily. You call me a skinhead, I call you a pinhead. Yo, where you been, man? Just like the Tin Man, you got no heart. Here comes the good part, I pick up, buck up, cut him up and buck him down. Homeboy, you get clown like Krusty. Trust me, you shouldn't play. And by the way, top of the morning to you. Steering like Mario and Treddy, so let me kick it, cause I can make a wicked noise like a cricket, rubbing his legs. My rhymes are like eggs, I'll keep laying them, I'll keep saying them. This is the house of pain, we're far from plain, but we're not fancy, Ron and Nancy, so just say no, but I say go, straight to, I kiss and tell, so if you're a, all my friends know, what you gotta say, let's hit the hay, and have no delay, and yo, by the way, top of the morning to you.
Like that? Well, anyway, hello and welcome to Ireland. My name is Dolly and I'm here on vacation, and I had not planned to sing tonight. I was going to be entertained, but he says he knows my song Coat of Many Colors, and he asked me if I would sing it. And I thank all of you for being fans, and I'm having a great time here. So we don't know how we're going to sound, because this is a first for both of us, but this is a song I wrote that's a true story from my own life, and I'm sure a lot of you folks can relate to it. So I hope maybe we do okay. You're Steve, right?
That's right.
And you're what?
Seamus.
Seamus? Well, I'm happy to be here. All right. All right. Just start kicking there. I go wandering once again back to the seasons of my youth. I do recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. Now there were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. So mama sewed the rags together. She sewed every piece with love and made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. While mama sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, I hope this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. In my coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made all the print rags, but I wore it so well. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors that Mama made for me. Now what was the rest of it? So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, well, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. And my coat of many colors that Mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand that, 'cause I felt I was rich. And then I told them of the love my mama sewed in every stitch. I even told them all that story that mama told me while she sewed, and just why my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see. Oh, yes, it's true, we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors that Mama made for me. Everybody sing, in my coat of many colors that my mama made for me. Made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors that Mama made for me. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joe. And when I'm not sending Craigslist escort ads to my neighbor's unprotected Wi-Fi network printer, I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
I want to run. I want to fly.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. My name's Chris Earle. The show's Time Travel with Chris Earle. I will see you next week on the 24th of March with a brand new show for you. Have a good night, everybody. Take it easy.
It's not easy.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.